Finding Cultural Tipping Points Online. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A tipping point, according to Malcolm Gladwell, is a moment when the momentum for change becomes unstoppable. It's a sociological term describing the viral spread of a product or idea. Bill Tanzer says with data from social networks like MySpace and search engines, tipping points can be spotted online. Tanzer works for online intelligence firm Hitwise and is author of Click, What Millions of People Are Doing Online and Why It Matters.
One thing that we found really fascinating, and my analyst in the UK, Heather Hopkins, actually discovered this phenomenon. She was looking at the band The Arctic Monkeys, which is known as a band that launched themselves on MySpace. She tracked traffic to the official website for The Arctic Monkeys back when the band first became popular. And what she noticed is that the band got a lot of traffic from sites like MySpace in the very beginning. But then if she compared that traffic to search traffic, traffic coming from Google, Yahoo search, MSN search, and she graphed that out, what she had was a visualization of Malcolm Gladwell's tipping point. That in the very early days, there's a lot of buzz on the social networks, but as people begin to hear about this band, they start searching on Arctic Monkeys. And there's a point in the chart when the two cross, when search traffic becomes greater than social network traffic, and that was our visualization of the tipping point. The interesting thing is that that tipping point online usually precedes when a band hits the Billboard Top 100 chart. So by looking at the buzz coming from social networks to band sites and search traffic to band sites, we can actually make some predictions as to what bands are hot and what bands are going to be hot.
Is it just bands, or can you do this with products and services and websites?
Yeah, we've been looking at different areas. We've been looking at things like fashion and doing the same analysis around fashion. It really depends on what's being discussed on the social networks themselves. And if we can find topics that are discussed heavily on social networks, we usually can replicate that tipping point.
What will be hot tomorrow as far as bands? What does your data suggest that sort of the next big thing is?
Yeah, so on the bands prediction, it changes every single week. I haven't done the analysis in a couple of weeks, so already it's old. But we saw Soulja Boy, for example, and his single Crank That. We saw the tipping point happen several months before he hit the Billboard chart. And there have been other artists since that we've seen that same phenomenon. In terms of what's hot in technology, using our early adopter analysis, one thing that we found in our analysis that we did just last week is that these early adopters are tending to go to video sites that act as directory sites for videos. They're very niche directories that help filter videos and consumer-generated media by specific interests, like left-leaning politics or right-leaning politics. What we think the data is telling us about these early adopters is that there is so much content available on the internet today. Just looking at what's most popular on YouTube or what's surfacing on a search engine, in terms of these early adopters, is no longer good enough. They're now asking for editorial input in terms of, you know, show me content that I would be interested based on me, you know, identifying myself by going to your site. Now, I'm looking for these specific videos, so give me some help in finding interesting things to watch.
Bill Tanzer is General Manager of Global Research at Hitwise and author of Click, What Millions of People Are Doing Online and Why It Matters. To comment on this or other Future Tense interviews, visit futuretense.publicradio.org. On the site, you can also sign up for our daily podcast and weekly email newsletter. That's futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.